Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, in the bill here, fuck coin tail bro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, in the bill here, fuck coin tail bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Pull up the motor cage. I got a show today. All I'm trying to do.
Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings.
make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks, make you explode the face. Now you official now, but you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note, I'm about to drop in the fuse. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit, I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game, now my name all in the news. Trippin' on all of my moves, quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch, fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
Don't lose for nothing, no. On the ground, oh, you. But I don't do this shit for nothing. No, 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 not at all. You, but my money real.
I never left. Stand for some shit that you never rep. Passing through stages and life through the ups and the downs like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a fucking ref. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many tanks need another test. Playing no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that circle you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even though niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest attempt playing to the left. Judge a young nigga by their dress. Left us no option, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the main set. Fuck living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they strong. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address the whom and make it sound.
Don't do it for nothing. Nah.
For the pay cut, Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
You want you a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I keep my head up high, I cross my heart and hold tonight. Love me is complicated, too afraid of life changes. I'm alright in your favor, dark nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
The moment that is bound to shape the future.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. They telling me to get it. It said that the message I was bringing brought destruction. I put the pants in the bag and said, fuck them. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me from the jump. They'd rather see me slump. Face down, shot 5 or 6 times with my kid and a mama in the cop car ground. And I'm done. Stop lying. It's a black and white thing. Redneck ass judge. I'd rather watch a nigga hang than indict what's white. Not right, fuck a news feed. Black man got the same needs as the Jews need. Who me? I demand reparation, fuck a cowboy. I'm a native, robbed of my nation, I'm an African. Black man, fucked out my language, got me praying to a white boy God. That's insane, and if you ask me, why they steadily harass me? I reply with that, these motherfuckers nasty. And I'm a god, yet they calling me a nigga. They scared of me, so they try to hide behind the trigger, acting badass. Fuck a honky with the badge, I'm a nigga with an attitude, you can kiss my black ass. Ain't no sense in niggas being diplomatic, televise the revolution, let these motherfuckers have it. I'm calling up the homies, they said to come through, and I run with the niggas, they scared to come shoot. Take an eye for an eye, take a tooth for tooth, do unto others as them others would do all to you. And now they say it make America great, but what America hates, kept America straight, and America safe. Motherfuck that flag. My people are not free. We wanna touch that flag. So quick to try to copyright what came for free. Now they blaming me, and it's plain to see that they mad at that. Like I'm a magic act. Yeah, imagine that. Motherfucker, I'm black fucking soldiers. Super quick to steal one's culture, trying to make it your own. Caveman, go home. Over 10 long nose, funny looking ass Donald. Got his nerve disrespecting President Obama. If you don't want us around, then let us leave. Pay the money you've been owing my people since they were set free. That 40 acres and a mule never came, but yet we're still outstanding. Outstanding in the rain, just waiting, patient, pacing, and praying for God to step up. But nah, it ain't shit shaking. I was mistaken thinking scripture could have helped us. Following the faith of our very own oppressors. No justice, just us. Look at how the aftermath of slavery today still affects us. Our kids educated by the enemy, and they don't know shit about their history. Cause they ain't teaching that in school. Leave it up to them coons, and all that's cool. Let the bygones be bygones. And besides, we've been killing off our own. Shut the fuck up, you know what?
couple dumb house niggas slaves, see they motherfucking nuts cut. I pack steel in the hour of the chaos, and black lives still don't matter till you stay out.
Black power. Black power, black power, black power. You are listening to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. Coming to you live here in the belly of the beast in America KKK. I am your host tonight, co-host that is, engineering in the backdrop on the wheels as we do this nightly broadcast. We are broadcasting all across the planet Earth, and we are going to send a black power salute, a special salute to all of the countries in the motherland of Africa that are listening tonight, as we know it is indeed the late night hour, but you are tuned in. Salute, Israel to E Africa, as they taught me to say in South Africa. Salute. Black power to all the brothers and sisters that are listening in the UK, South America, Central America, the Caribbean Islands, China, all of these places that are popping up on the switchboard, black power salute, as this is indeed a global broadcast. And last, but certainly not least, sending a black power salute to all of our beautiful brothers and sisters here in the belly of the beast with us in America KKK that support the new Black Panther Party by radio, you know, by sharing the works that we put out, by hitting the ground, and by being a straight-up freedom fighter. We give you all honor and salute, black power. Tonight, brothers and sisters, our host, our special host, every Sunday night, every Monday night, is the national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party, Brother Malik Mau Mau. And tonight's topic he has entitled, The Shock of the Hour. So I suggest you buckle up. In the words of the late, great, honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, buckle up. It's going to be a serious ride. You know, I am forward to the discussion, and so I hear him in the background, mic check. I'm passing the mic to black you, Brother power, Malik Mama, now to the folks in Black Power.
Black power, mighty black power, and it's mighty black eye.
You see, they was messing with black our switchboard power tonight. They were kind of messing with our switchboard tonight, trying to mess up our music as we were kicking in with Nipsey Hussle. And then they try to mess with it again when we were playing that Scarface, but they can't stop. They can't stop the drums. It's still rolling. I'm passing the mic. Black power.
Black power, black power. Can't stop, won't stop. Because it's meant to happen. What will be, shall be. It has already been written. As we engage into the idea and the thought of the shock of the hour, as it was always referred, and what will make you understand what the shock of the hour is. But it's a dreadful thing. It's a state of agitation. Quran is recognized by the hour of Zelzala. In the Bible, they call it the hour of judgment. Which is based on many stages of events to unfold, which is unraveled in agitation. They refer to it as being in a state where many people even wish they was dead and won't be able to die. Many great leaders have always told us the fall of a great wickedness that would hover over the world. But there will be a great fall in such a wickedness. In the Bible, they say the merchants will sit way off and watch it as it burns. It also mentions to the children of God, the true children of God, those who were last, who don't even know who they are now, as we discussed in reference to the power to define. We define the spirituality through the lenses of our enemy. So when we see angels, we see blonde hair, blue eyes, golden complexion, crackers floating with wings in their back. Tells us, be careful when entertaining strangers because you will never know when you are entertaining an angel. It didn't say sometimes. It said you will never know. And in every instance where there was a reference to an angel, in most cases, they was related to just as human as any other relation of any other character that they had encountered. In most cases, they never know that they had encountered an angel until something miraculous happened. Joseph, after leaving Mary, didn't know that he had been visited with an angel, even after dreaming about an angel. The angel came to him after he packed up and got the donkey and was ready to go, and he still didn't want to listen to the angel when the angel was standing there in the flesh. Of course, he did not float down out of the sky with wings in his back. He still didn't want to hear what he had to say. You might be the one that stuck up. I don't want to hear what you got to say either. Till he made the donkey do something. And it was old stubborn donkey. It was a mule-type donkey. That actually got his attention. Today in Kwanzaa is Habarigani, is how you doing, and Jema is fine. It's in rebuttal replies, Kuchi Jakalia, which is self-determination or determination. Umoja, yesterday the first principle was unity. Coming together, being together, and we thank everyone that came together with us and continue to come together with us each night, because each night we try to offer very vital information to keep the struggle and the cause of our people going, be it on the continent of Africa or be it that there are diasporas in some other part of the country, be it Asia or the Western Hemisphere, and still subjected to the cruelties of the world that is overpowered by white supremacy. Only we as a people can experience and have experienced to the magnitude in which we have. I salute you and I praise you to continue to fight and continue to keep the drive until we are free. But we're talking about the shock of the owl. The shock of the owl is a thing that happens like thunder strikes in the midst of you least expecting rain. It's one of those tremendous claps to where you want to throw your fingers in your ears and your whole body clamors. Your heart jumps. Your breathing gets deep. Ultimately, not being prepared. A lot of elders used to say, when thunder strikes and you jump, they say you ain't living right. They say you ain't living right. Let's say you're not ready to go. To say you ain't got yourself together yet. You have a world economy. That are based and rooted in colonization. Based on the original colonizers. Whole industries that has been inherited by colonizers and their grandchildren. In America, it is fact that the dollar is no longer backed by silver and gold. Has not been for many years now. The rise and fall was at the apex of every war. One of the first ones was the war on drugs after the collapse in Black Monday, around 80 and 83, when Reagan took over and started the war on drugs. Actually, the place was America attacked someone that they created. They created an element to destroy Black growth in Black communities, which was orchestrated by the CIA in the 60s. And just so happened that one of the orchestrators who was the director of the CIA in the 60s was also the vice president of Reagan at the time, which was Bush. No, not that they no longer needed Noriega or the Mexican country in order to destroy and to distort and uproot the best intentions of our people, which was the focus of liberation and independence. We went from freedom and afros and liberation and free our people to Jim Crow's and pimping to rival gang tribals and murdering and assaulting one another based on different sides of the communities that we lived on. Based on the integrated same conflict of the Judas factor that was used by the same government. 3 cents. In 1960, the cost of postage was 4 cents. In 1970, the cost of postage was 5 cents. From there on up until today, it was going up 1 cent every 10 years. And prior, right before the collapse, it started jumping every 2-3 years. This is also a calculation of the financial institution. The stamp is interrelated with the dollar. It fluctuates. When the stamp increases, the value of the dollar decreases, such as multiplication and division. The dollar have continued to decrease. I work in sales. I've watched the price of values increase by $1, and I've watched the volume drop from 5 ounces to 4 ounces. Had not the volume dropped, the product dropped 1 ounce, the actual value would have increased by $2. So from 1950, 3 cent a stamp to today, current as of probably going to change in a day now, to the new cycle of the Gregorian calendar, or what's considered to be new, a new year, that has been monopolized in the minds and the cultures of many people to accept as the new year. January 1st, somewhere off of me, will be changing again. But where we are current was 55 cents. So the value of the dollars continue to decrease. But it was based on the silver and gold that we had. Well, hell, France still was occupying 14 nations in Africa. France is still currently receiving on strong arm money of Africa. Just like Pharaoh, just like the Romans was doing during the time of Joshua, forcing the people to pay extra taxes and tithes to please Caesar. If they do not, such as what happened in the case with the shillings in Zimbabwe and England, when the Honorable Robert Mugabe decided to split, they was under what was a monopolized dollar that was recognized by the international financial market and the Swiss, that it could interchange with the Europe or the England pound by exchange of England. But if England choose not to exchange it, no one else can exchange it, and England had the power to bankrupt as France and its constituents operates under the franc, and yet the rest of Europe operate under the euro and put these constituents under a currency that can be monopolized and controlled at best if the ranking leaders do not submit to continually pay their due. But that due is still to the country, but that country, the country can only borrow from that which is due and still have to owe it back, which consistently leaves the country and the people in debt. The world is booming on cell phones. And you get the cobalt nowhere else but out of the Congo. You get it out of Africa. 90% of the world modern technology and conveniency as we know today was created from the hardship of slavery of north of the continental America, much of the continental America and Indians, who created such inventions that we could take the pleasure of air conditioning in the heat. Vehicles, stoplights, dust pain. I mean, you name it, we did it. The light bulb, we did it. We had already done it.
The light bulb, the stop sign, the elevator, the skyscraper, the refrigerator, the stove, the iron, the ice cream, the potato chips, you name it. We invented in slavery, so-called. Go ahead, my mom. Just name it. The cell phone,
right.
The internet. All these things were invented by black people here in America.
And we're looking at most of this was done through suppression, repression, and oppression. I mean, we hear about
Carter G. Wilson.
I was going to say Carter G. Wilson, but the one who created the Ford, the first T-model Ford, the brother with the peanut, that also created, he's known for the peanut and the peanut butter. But many fail to also recognize that he's also identified for creating the first T-model Ford. It was the Fords who had adopted him. It was the Ford who had him castrated as a young age, fear that once he got older, he may have his daughter, their daughter, because they didn't have a son.
What? I knew that he was castrated, but I didn't ever know it was a Ford. Them damn devils.
And he the one created the first team out of Ford. And what we are now, the dollar is even on a steeper decline. They're giving you things. You're seeing the merchants are out at the sea. But even as France have all these different colonies that are still neo-colonies are still paying dues, the thing that made Haiti great, it's the same thing that made France fall on its face. Was the fifth column. And as much as America would like you to think that it is the fifth column that is the greatest risk to America's security, it's actually America that is the greatest risk to her own democracy. Because those who have and should have been alienated has not been alienated, and it will only take the shock of the hour to activate them. But when the shock of the hour comes, Quran say, pray that your fleet be not at one. There is no one coming snapping their fingers and making it all better. The Quran says that hereafter, what? The Bible tells us about the angels and the trumpets and the different calamities that will befall us. We are a simple people as the children of Israel was a simple people in the hands of a great power. But yet there are still lions that has been born in captivity. The woman will be at the point where she's about to give birth. And they say the dragon will be standing there drooling from the mouth, waiting, anticipating to devour the child as soon as the child is born. The way we have been taught to understand is there's knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We've been taught that man is knowledge. Woman is wisdom. Child, understanding. There's sun, moon, and stars. Child symbolizes an understanding. See, this is the age of information. It tells you how a veil will be put over your eyes. You won't know. No veil has been put over any eyes. More veils have been laid across the eyes of the so-called Negro. Even the so-called African on the continent, many of us fight to uphold our own ancient tradition ways over our own people who have been brainwashed that they cannot attest to, neither those who speak of those unknown facts. And they help to do the work of our own, against our own. Stories in the Bible that tells you about Moses burning candles and incense, and Psalms of Songs chanting prayers, and Jericho tell you how he chanting the songs, and you come in, can't touch nothing. You touch anything, you'll drop dead. In all white. That's always been our culture and our tradition. Somehow, some African, so-called African Negroes in America would see that image of some of our people in the native sense and would say, that's voodoo. Okay, that's good too. But what is voodoo? It's something they've told you because they have taught you their fears. The things that have put fear in them. They have made you fear for them same things. They have made you love for those same things. None of the things that they love work for you. These are your natural enemies. They cannot be civilized and be at one with you. They will always be at competition with being on top of you. Because they have an envious nature. They call you monkey. They call you monkey because your authentic DNA and blood type. See, you the missing link. You don't come from Homo erectus. Neanderthal, that's not you. You don't have the Neanderthal gene. See, 95% of African descent, and that's only because right now Africa is infatuated with a lot of Europeans. Eupe, you know. So they're going to give us 95% of African descent. Don't carry the rhesus gene. The rhesus monkey, the one that is the closest primate to the human, they don't give it to the chimpanzee, nor do they give it to the gorilla. They give it to the little rhesus monkey, common gene that has been found and traced with them. And you don't, a large part of you don't have it. You are man-eater. You are considered to be what is a man-eater being. You genetically made up of spiritual materials of the flesh, but not, you're in the flesh, but not of the flesh. You're in the world, but not of the world. See, you already got a past and a future. Even beyond this physical form. But you are the ruler under of all these domains. But you have allowed us all to be subjected. Ain't God ain't coming to fix it. If you read Psalms 82, He'll get authority back to you. When you read about what he say to the churches in Revelation, in the churches he say he holds certain things against certain people for certain reasons. He says for certain churches he say, I hold certain things against you because you turned against your first love. You forgot. You need to go back to doing the things the way that your people did before. And the others, I like what I like, what you like about you the most is because you hate the ways of the feeling, which I also hate the way they wave. And that's one good thing you got going for you is the fact that you can't stand those devils. What we talking about?
Ashe.
Black Power. Talking about dispensations of time. See, you are very ancient, and yet we understand not. Most of our brothers and sisters on the continent don't. Some of our brothers and sisters that have departed, because see, it wasn't just written in the books. It wasn't just written in the stars. It was not just written on the walls and the stone. Our people are so dope. They're so scientific. See, they are the gods and the goddesses of the universe. See, they wrote it in our DNA. They wrote it in the crystal quartz of our makeup, our genetic makeup, the 144,000 crystal quartz of our genetic makeup. They wrote it in there. You see, you are spiritually connected. You like, for any of us that ever had deja vu, you know, I've had deja vu where I've been in a place seeing something, doing something, experiencing the company of someone or someone that I may have not ever, never ever could have ever met, knew, or thought of 10 years ago when I had the dream. But yet and still, I can remember vividly having the dream. And many of us have been able to do that and been in touch with that. But see, this is something we don't have control over. This happened to us in what we consider to be our subconscious. This is not what we force thinking. See, this is something that we tap into, that tap into us when we tap into the universal one. See, then you understand there's no end, no beginning, no future, no end, past. You understand when you become one with the one. Then you know who your God is and who your God was not. And then you wouldn't feel like, my God, why have you forsaken us for so long? Why you done left us in the dark? Did he leave Joshua in the dark? Did he leave the children of Israel in the dark? When they was in a situation when they couldn't do nothing else for themselves, he sent a messenger, someone from amongst their own. They might didn't remember him because he had been gone for a while, but he was directly one of them. And he brought them on to where he needed to bring them. And then they needed to get with the get with. It was a roadmap to how he freed them. First, they had to be free geologically. He said, I'm going to give you this. Don't worry about it. Just have a little faith. You're doubting every step of the way because you have not purified yourselves from the slave master's mentality. You have not purified your reasoning and your thinking. See, you still understand that Christmas may be a pagan religion, but you still want to put a Christmas tree up because it's for the kids. You see, you still want to reason with it, but you still not reasoning why they did it when they did what they did when they were doing what they done. You still not reasoning with the fact that Proverbs tell you that you could take away all the potency just for going along with it. Whether the world falls in on top of us by one piece of the world just fall in on one individual and smash us tonight. you should still have been ready for what we're discussing, which is a time when George Clinton mentioned, the Honorable George Clinton mentioned that they would come take your radio, kick in your door and take your radio out your house and riot gear. There will become a time when man will attempt to seek to control that which is higher than the physical comprehension. There will be man that has the desire to be able to literally control the will of mankind. Going up to the stratosphere, troposphere, mesosphere, looking at the space station and bouncing back down can become boring. They don't want to feed the masses of people. The United States Snakes of AmeriClan are sufficient in their devilishness. They don't waver. Let's look at the idea of all the mayhem that has been caused, all the smoking red flags and smoking guns, false flags around Afghanistan for the last couple decades, couple years. Let's take the idea of starving veterans who can't get the proper treatment for even from the VA. Let's take the idea of homeless veterans that there's not even a program to figure out, you know, how many active veterans that may even still be alive and whether they even have housing or not. They have actually sacrificed their life, limb, and psychological health for the benefit of the powerful so that Rumfield could run a pipeline off whatever agenda may be met, you know, whether it's to go protect the interests of Biden in Ukraine, you know, what businesses that they had already over there established. But they're bringing in Afghans as refugees to the United States of America, which assistance to people that need assistance is never bad. But I identify with the fact that how they have horses, prison horses, to remind me of the prison horses and the prison guards. You see what I'm saying? On the horses with the sticks, the rifles, etc., but with bullwhip, swinging and chopping at the flesh of tender women and children and men that are seeking to aid these people to safety. But yet we have American citizens that have put life in limb whose family members have been experiments with the Tuskegee experiment, men who was in specifically, intentionally given syphilis by the government for up to a 30-year period, 40-year period, untreated, various other experiments. You have a student that of approximately $9 billion. But yet, they'll take $6 billion, almost $7 billion, and give every Afghan approximately $2,500 per head. $6 billion. Enough to say, okay, well, I'm going to wipe out all student loans for American people. But the game is debt, because this is a country that is based on capitalism. It's a capitalist society. And what the capitalist is pushing is the idea that a democracy, which means the people rule, but it's rooted in a republic, which means, well, we get to rule for the people. We don't like the way y'all pick. And the capitalist is what make it possible, because we got the money, we own the land and the businesses. And y'all pretty much work for us anyway. There's no doubt that man is seeking and will be seeking black power.
Oh no, it was a big silence. I was making sure you were still here. Black power, as you were.
Right on. There's no doubt that man is seeking to control that which is higher than physical comprehension. Of course, they want to tap into nanoparticles. And they need experiments. But this lets you know, here's a government that don't mean even the people any good. Even if the people all wanted this, which you know damn well, ain't nobody in their right mind would say, no, let's not pay off that debt. As a democracy, but under the republic, and the principle of the capitalist, hell nah, it ain't gonna happen. It's just like the hospitals are not designed to heal you, to fix you, to give you wholesome and tell you don't eat processed foods. Stay away from hot dogs. Don't never store your kids on hot dogs. Don't give them no processed meat, no processed food. Shop at farmers market, whole food market. Problem with making the money. When you see the advertisement of a new drug come on, they tell you to check with your doctor and see if it's right for you. Could cause the flu. Could cause symptoms like the flu. Trouble breathing. Could cause heart attack. If your lungs swell up and difficulties become hard to breathe, call your doctor. But ask your doctor. And of course the doctor's going to get a kickback. Oh, you saw that? You saw that, huh? Well, yeah, we could try that. Let's try that. Let's see how that works. Tell me what you think about it. You need a 6-month supply. He'll get a kickback on it. Pay for your help. A lot of information is feasible at the moment because they're throwing out information. That's the rule. I remember hearing a sister the other day mentioning about a couple of books that was popular that was really popular in the 90s. I know it was really popular in the early 90s because you can find them in the Final Call. And if you can find a Final Call just about, I know you can find a Final Call in every city, New York, Chicago, Baltimore, Miami, Florida, Los Angeles, because they had a brother everywhere. Monroe, Houston, Dallas, Shreveport, you can find them everywhere. And on the various continents. And it was subscribed, various books, and there was, you can find The Circle of Intrigue. You can find Behold the Pale Horse. A New World Order by Ralph Emerson. It was a host of books that you can find that were some deep books. A lot of them, to this day, if you would have read those books at that time, when a lot of those books was, some of them was just being released from 89 up until the point they were working on them before then. But up until 89, early 90s, they were just putting them books out. And as some of those books was getting out, as some of them was getting out, some of the people was actually losing their life. But a lot of those, the information in a lot of those books, if you had read those books during that time, you would be convinced. You would probably be one of the people that they called the conspiracy theory for a lot of time, a lot of years. And then you may have been one of the person they start saying, well, they know some things. But at this time, you had to be a person that was studying because the internet wasn't profitable like it is today. So most of the information that was gathered in study groups, well, or ciphers, you know, well, man, let me get that book when you get through with it. And then we all cipher on the book and the information, and we go look up the documents. We go find a document. We bust up the library. That's how we was getting the information. So that's how we was trained to get the information. That's how we learned that many of our elders had to get the information to realize what they realized to safeguard us from the things that we know of now, such as COINTELPRO 1, 2, 3, and 4. Probably that, you know. That's how we learned the operations that the government of the United States of America government, who we are not ashamed to say that we cannot trust. They did not never openly admit to any experiment that they committed against our people without first being flat out exposed and ridiculing. Look at Julian Assange. He wanted air. Look at Eric Snowden. He wanted air. They wasn't lying. They was exposing things that the devil hides, holding them accountable with their life, whether you like it or not. And that's the difference, like we mentioned, with being a Christian and being a follower and just being a fan. Because he done already told you, you got to put your life on the line for the truth. Simply for telling the truth. How many apostles, teachers, and messengers before our time have came with good tidings for our people, with good information for our people, insight to better our people, educate our people, with resources to better finance ourselves with? How many? And how many was destroyed for the very reason they came? How many was attacked and assaulted? Because they loved their people more than they even hated their enemy. Most of our people spent very little time focusing on the enemy. And all the energy was focused on loving our people, finding ways to benefit our people. The Black Panther Party started in 66. It was based on, let's feed our children. Can we do to coexist, to co-help our children to make it better for our people. From feeding them to how can we just teach them all together. Of course, young educators, young college students was very certified and qualified, manageable. And on top of that, it was so profitable, the United States government duplicated most of the programs that they instituted. But they was targeted. The shock of the hour when, in 1874, during the Reconstruction period, be careful of your votes. We voted. We know the power of vote. Power do you have after you vote? And the losing party don't like your vote. What power happened that we have that ended the Reconstruction period for the Union and for black people alike in the United States of America? Far after the Civil War, during the Reconstruction period, when blacks was robbed of their lives, their property, and the government sat on their hands and allowed the black codes and Jim Crow to usher in, to delegate and strip all prosperous black people everything that we had. Little girls couldn't walk home. Lynch mob. They was always occupied to do something. Some bushy head cracker was riding around looking for a reason to instill the principle of how Negroes need to stay in place. Picnic. It was culture. And even if it was culture, many did not even turn a sour stomach to what was taking place. They indulged in it like the Roman gladiators they were, like the Greek sexuals they are. It aroused them. It gave them great pleasure to see dogs tearing at our flesh, using the babies as alligator bait. Our lives was, they didn't have the conscience of a human being. These are the same people Jesus said, if you was of my father, you would love me, but you are of your father, who are of the devil. I come not for the whole world. He said, think not that I come for the whole world. He didn't come for Caesar. He ain't had nothing for Caesar. Matter of fact, he told the chump that came to him with the coins to take that back to Caesar. Well, we out of point. There's no United States president ever going to get an office that will favor any beneficial factor over Africa. There's no president or person that can get in position of presidency in the United States of America that can or is allowed to have a beneficial position for Africa in general, certainly making it twice as better for America or Europe in general, or in both. Nor will there ever be anyone in any position of power to make a position better for Africans in America. You will take the LBG community and surpass the efforts, the so-called black civil rights movement, within one decade. And 90% of what was achieved under the black civil rights movement has been uprooted, such as the Bill of Rights and Affirmative Action. The LBG community used most of the black community as the women's rights movement of the 40s, the 30s, the 50s used the black women to push their movement, when black women never had the issues that white women had with the family. The black woman have always been the link to the black family. We just recently learned how to discredit and become disrespectful to the black woman. We recently learned this behavior. It was the white woman that was treated like a nigger. Who was treated no better than a nigger, the white man that had all the privileges. Well, black men and black women have always been equal. We just always understood our position in the family. And if the black woman was strong enough as she should be, and the black man was not strong enough, then she'd know how to step up and make him or either hold that position by herself. Because she was not going to let no Negro sell her children into slavery. So women like Queen Nanny, Granny Nanny, Queen Zinga. But how do we seriously start the justice?
Black power.
Black power.
Black power, black power. I just got a message from one of our comrades, a sister in Columbia, South Carolina, where our baby daughter, rest in peace, Sanaa Mahari, I'm in a hotel, went missing and was found. Unfortunately, after we looked for her for almost a month, she was found in the woods, being she had been murdered by her boyfriend's friend, and with the help of her so-called friend. Horrific, horrific. Mm. But tonight, a few minutes ago, I just got a text from one of the comrades in Columbia, South Carolina. An earthquake hit it. An earthquake hit South Carolina today. What the hell?
Mm.
Sister, press one so we can get a report. Press one. I don't know if this has ever happened before. She messaged me. You know, I'm not going to lie. When, you know, coming back from that horrific experience, I haven't been the same. It was not only painful. It was, while we were looking for her, we were going to these different, it was so many little hotels and stuff around there. It is a hub of human trafficking. And guess what they trafficking? young black women, mostly. It's crazy. That corridor. We didn't know. We know we had to go help our comrade, our National Field Marshal, Brother Sharif, but I didn't know the, and guess who was doing the, at the, on the forefront, which we probably know is just like with drugs, but on the forefront, you see young brothers pimping out these little sisters out these hotels in this so-called street tribe situation. But we know who's behind it because they were saying all of the politicians and everybody is, you know, making money and being hush-hush about it, and the police didn't want to help us, and you know what I'm saying? And it was like we had to go hunt, do our own investigation, hunt the young black devils down that did this for anything to happen. Hundreds of thousands of young black women being snatched up, and it was one of our babies. And you, this was almost, it's been less than a year, and an earthquake hits that area. And the sister that, that sent me the message, I'm hoping she can get on now, she was there to help us. I can say that. She had just started getting involved with the party. And she had just started getting involved. I hope she presses one because I can see her. Sister, press one so we can bring you on the line. It's important that you give us a field report. But this is going into what you're talking about. There she go. Black Power, we got Sister Carla out of Columbia, South Carolina. Black Power Queen, is everybody all right out there? What happened? What's going on?
Black Power, yes. As far as I know, no damage, no report, anything that's being reported. But, yeah, an earthquake. Yeah, just rocked the city from one end to the other. Like, everybody felt it. It was crazy.
Has there ever been an earthquake there before?
I think over the years we've had, you know, one here or there, but nothing of that magnitude. This was a 2.7. So, yeah, this is that's the biggest.
Wow. Okay. Well, keep us posted. We're glad y'all all right. You know, everything's okay, but there's no doubt a sign. Did you mention something with earthquakes went on in certain parts of the, you said something about Africa in your message.
We did some research and started looking at some world news, and apparently there's just earthquakes going on everywhere. So forgive me, I'm just kind of speechless just to see, you know, really what's going on. But we just need to take a look at that.
Black Power Queen, yes. We'll talk after the show. You know, we'll talk after the show. A prayer with everybody. We're glad everybody's okay, but we need to stay on top and pay attention to the sign of the times. The shock of the hour, Brother Mama. The shock of the hour, what is it? Comfort, that's something that Elijah Muhammad said in Theology of Time?
Yeah,
is it in the Quran?
Yeah, Shock of the Hour. It's you can find a couple lectures on Shock of the Hour, but the Shock of the Hour will take you back to studying in the Quran, where it actually refers to the Hour of Zelzel.
That's right, the Quran, that's right.
But what to make you understand what the Hour of Zelzel is, it's more or less like the Shock of the Hour, understand what the Shock of the Hour is. So to really interpret it, it's really that calling when you can actually understand it. Because they say it's doing the shock of the hour. Any woman carrying a baby going to drop it. Type of commotion. It's a great unrest.
Do you know what surah is that?
I'm
gonna look that up.
It's probably
I'm gonna look that up. while you continue, we also have another caller. While we look up the store, we have another caller, brother. This looks like our brother, the brother Tate. I just learned to do a new technique on this switchboard. It allows me to save the caller's names when they call in. So, Brother Tate, out of South Carolina, Black Power.
Black Power, peace and blessings, everybody, you know what I mean? So, once again, you know, another informative show. For the sister, I'm talking to some people right now from Columbia as well about that earthquake. So I'm kind of spreading that word as well. So it's just kind of coming in. As far as my knowledge, you know, we're not really, you know, prone to earthquakes in this area, which is so... A lot of things is happening, letting us know that they're playing with everything from the water to the air to the food and even the weather out here. We can't you know, discard that at all, man. So just stay on your P's and Q's and, you know, Black Power.
So you in Greenville. How far is Greenville from Columbia, and did you guys feel the earthquake?
So we're about an hour and 30 minutes from Columbia, the capital. And no, we didn't feel anything up here. Nobody's saying anything. I'm checking the social media out as we speak right now, see if anybody else is saying anything. I'm sure things will start rolling in here shortly. But no, we didn't feel anything up here. We kind of tucked in the mountains.
Right on. All right, Black Power. Appreciate you calling in. So what I would like to, I guess, is also very glaring. Not only is this the location where Sanaa was abducted and killed, but Columbia, that wicked name, Columbia, Columbus. Mm-hmm. You know, we know what that devil was all about, talking about the shock of the hour, and it's the capital of South Carolina. Did you find the sewer, comrade?
Yes, 22.
Sewer 22. I'm going to dive off in that tonight. Black Power, as you
were,
King.
You can find it in a couple of places. It's just when you get into the Arabic, the word is Zelzala. And, you know, that's when you get to go and look up footnotes, or you can go into a different translation and look up all the in-depthness, you know what I'm saying, to breaking the Arabic down. But you can find it in
yes,
some places. But that's one of them right there. 22 and all. Verse 22 and 1, if you read 1 through 10.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
So, and I could go ahead and read it while I got it open. Bismillah, Rahim. It says, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. It say, O people, keep your duty to your Lord. Surely the shock of the hour is a grievous thing. It says, the day, and that's what it in reference, it says, the day you see it, every woman giving suck will forget her suckling. It's a thing to where a nursing woman will forget all about the baby. Say yourself. And every pregnant one will lay down her burden. And you will see people as drunken, yet they will not be drunk. But the punishment of Allah will be severe. And be mindful, when we look at phrases that refer to the punishment and the punishment of Allah, at the same time, the punishment of God, but you be mindful that God always say, he'll put no more on you than you can bear. And these are not punishments that God is doing to you. These are not punishments that Allah or Allah or Yahweh or Olo Damari is doing. These are things that you have done to yourself. these are things that we allow to happen to ourselves. It's like a cancer, the high blood pressure. Some of these things can be contributed to us ourselves. Initially, the foods that are given to us to eat is our medicine. It's the gas that we need. You don't put everything in a car tank just because you can put everything in a car tank. Because you want to get the best out of the car, you put what's required. You change out what needs to be changed out as it needs to be changed out. You give what fluids need to be given. Sometimes we don't, and we abuse it. By abusing it, we come up with cancer. We come up with ailments and illness. God didn't do it to us. We can ask him to take it away from us. But he said, don't ask me for stuff like that. I already know what you need before you ask. I give you full authority. That lack of not being prepared. And that drunkenness is that stumblingness. And you could be falling all over. It could be that great quake or a quaking. Because even if that one square of sky fall out the sky and hit that one person, at that time, you should still be prepared for what we're talking about tonight. The stratosphere, troposphere, the whole atmosphere is at danger of this devil. The earth is spewing up its gut where it's not normally tropic. It's in the 80s where it would normally be snow on the ground. It's water where there would normally be ice. It ain't global warming. Devil has destroyed the planet. The same devil that had destroyed you and I. The same devil that was destroyed that Jesus didn't come for. The one he called the Gentile. Who the Pharisees was working for. The sellout. The Rabboni. The leader. The educator. And the politicians of the day. Who was selling out punishment of lies to zeal. It says, and some people dispute about a lie without knowledge and follow every rebellious devil. For him it is written that whoever takes him for a friend, he will lead him astray and conduct him to the punishment of the hellfire. Him it is written. It is already written. Don't be that him. Whoever takes him as a friend, don't be that him. Don't take him as a friend. Because it is already written for him to be in the hellfire. So what can make you understand what the shock of the hour is? They are not designed to be spiritually inclined to righteousness. For righteous sake. Not that the ancient wise Kemet couldn't scout out a few of them to maybe teach and help elevate. Maybe that the best of the rest of them can excel amongst the rest of them. They brought Socrates in. We wanted to teach others. Didn't exclude them from everything. It's just known that it was not safe to trust them all. As soon as Alexander the Greek, the Freak, got his hand into the libraries of Kemet, he renamed it Alexandria. Started remodeling the text. those are not their ancestors that they're digging up in the continent of Africa, in Kemen, in Egypt, in Samaria. Those are not their ancestors. Because if it was, they had no need to go dig up their own ancestors. They would know who and what was there. Those are our ancestors. Tombs that are being defiled. Creating every different sickness. Like I said, it will not pay off student loans, but they'll pay to bring Afghans, people who they already was paying to undermine their own government. And you and I can pay for it. But it's a democracy. So they're buying loyalty. They're forcing their power and their muscle around the world. Either you with them or you ain't. Russia exposed the biggest part of their plan, and that's what kicked them all the way out the Middle East altogether. That was got the point that we're not at war for the first time in over 200 years. Well, maybe the second time, for the first time might have been a year or two. In over 200 years. Because we are still at war. We're at war in Ethiopia right now. African based in Germany, but it's based on the better and betterment and military operation of Africa created by America. Designed to keep a negative eye on Africa, to keep false flags going in Africa, abort operations in the Middle East, and it's going to go kick up some dust in Africa. They go create some more Biko Harams. They go create some more splinter groups of ISIS or Al-Qaeda. And let them run around in Africa so we can have an excuse to go pillage and murder in Africa. But in the fifth column, George, Venezuela, people from Venezuela have been en route to America for months prior to collaborating with other caravans. They destroy these people's countries and their financial institutions deliberately, but you don't want to give these people refuge. But all the people you had playing and acting like ISIS, you let them come over here now that they can't stay in their own homeland. And the gig is up. And they've been exposed. And they falling off airplanes because they know they can't stay. People in America are not Democrats. The Democratic Party do not serve your interests. The Republican Party do not serve your interests. Neither party voices an opinion for black people in general. Neither speak up for the mourning mothers who lost their son to police violence. Hell, they don't even speak up in regard to police reform. But we have a president that'll pay a pharmaceutical company that is allowed to be on the stock market, that all members of the House and Senate can invest in and use American paid dollars to pay for it. and mandate that all Americans receive it. It's just like Bush and Dick Cheney starting a war in Iraq and then paying their own company, Halliburton, to go over there and do all the contract work. From the armed, military, personnel, mercenaries, to digging the pipeline, the oil rigs, the infrastructure, paying their own company to do all the work and getting rich off the American dollar for a war nobody want to create. And they bring you their little chicken and little barbecue when it's time to go for office. But you can't recall when they came out to a community event when the community had a problem with the people. You can't recall a time when they returned a phone call to explain to the mother why they ain't been there or why they not supporting the issue or what they doing about the issue. Because the truth of the matter is, right or wrong, any part of the state is 100% cooperative with the pig. Pig serves them, not you and I, but them. So what would be the shock of the hour? They have not embraced the idea of self-determination, but first knowing who their true self is. Who your brother is, who your sister is, who is your God? What does righteous mean to us? See, because we got to realize what's good for us. Because what's good for us might not be good for everybody. But the only way we can heal our nation and heal our youth is to first heal ourselves. Because the youth completely lost will continue to be lost until they can see responsibility in the elders. Or those who they perceive to be responsible or positions of responsibility. They need to be able to see how we are one. They need to understand that we operate as one. There is no confusion. Many of us won't get a second chance. There's always something brewing. And right now, it's only a recalculation position right now. This country is not at war the moment for a reason. But the only thing we can survive on at the moment is war. We cannot afford not to be at war. The products in your stores are going to consistently dwindle. How can you put sanctions on a country that make everything that's in your country on the shelf? Like Pac said, you can't go to war until you get your money right. You can't even go and get a banana that didn't come from Argentina. You can't go pick up a cup off your shelf that wasn't made in China or Taiwan. They didn't even have enough candy canes to get through Christmas. Stores was out of candy canes before Christmas even came. It's out there in the merchants. There's a real drought in the land. The foods that are being processed are all processed foods. GMO, everything that's put on the table is GMO, genetically modified for the conditions and it's FDA approved, but it's killing you. They not eating it. But they're filling up your grocery stores with it, glutting it down. Grocery stores shut down. Many of us ain't got 2 weeks of food to supply. A lot of us went spent a lot of money on gifts, gadgets, electronics, games and toys. But we're not educating our families on the real problems that this world is facing. And getting them the tools and the instruments to help them survive. There's no way in the hell you should be telling your kids about Santa Claus. There's no way. You got a doctor on television, they're telling you about a virus, and they're telling you that you get the shot and it's going to save you. You won't get the virus. You get the virus anyway. Well, get the shot and you'll get the virus, but you won't die. Well, you might die, but you won't die as quick. They even admitted that certain vaccines was killing people. When they initially lied their best to refute that people was actually getting blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson and the FDA sat on it as well and said it wasn't true. But what they say is true now. But they said it wasn't true. We don't know how it affects your children, fertility. You don't even know how it's going to affect you in 5 years. What we do know is for a fact that every stem seems to become milder and milder. As many of our doctors have told us, that is the common nature of a virus. In order for it to survive, it must become more severe. It must become less severe. To lie in order for it to stay alive. So each strain get weaker and weaker. So they're even telling us now, well, this one here is like a mild sinus infection. man, like a little stuffy head. But we can give it to you in the pill now. We're going to even have a home free kit. Send them to your house for free, the government paying for it. Any of the information that they didn't fed us in regards to this virus and this pandemic. The only thing we know for a fact is that it do get weaker. And even if you get the vaccine, you can still get the virus. And you can still die. And there's no proof that it protects you anymore. However, I would advise all to still use precaution.
Black Power, in fact, every Wednesday night is dedicated to doing our COVID update. And you can listen, and we have information coming from the Your Immunity Project with Dr. Aleen Muhammad, as well as other sources of information as related to the virus. We have hundreds of doctors all over the planet, researchers that are giving information that this virus was indeed man-made, and that the vaccine is not only not stopping you from getting the virus, but it is a DNA modifier. This vaccine is not a vaccine. They even have reports that said that they didn't. It does genetic modification, is what the proper terminology is. It is not a cure for any vaccine. For any virus, it is not an antivirus. It is doing genetic manipulation of your DNA, and it is documented. You can go to doctors, the number four. I gotta say this so people can look it up. There's so much research. Doctors, the word doctors, the number four, COVIDethics.org. Then you can go to Your Immunity Project on Facebook. But this is biological weaponry. And it's for genetic manipulation and ultimately annihilation. Go ahead, Mama.
That's right. And that's what it is. That's what the shock of the hour is. It leads up to the process of elimination. Stages of taking us out. Process of elimination. Stages are taking us out. Imagine what it was like for many of our people during the times of captivity when our loved ones were snatched from under our roofs or out of our own. Without a word or utter or any stroke of power that we can do. And we just had to take it. I mean, we must be real. There is no bright future for the political warmongers of this world, for the suffering masses of people. That just would love to live a humble life. There is no true place in this world of vicious, vulture spirit type people. World domination has been the only conquest that they have sought. They've never looked for world peace. Or the world would have had it by now. They only seek destruction. No one has lied more
No one has stole more, and no one has destroyed or killed more than the European white man. Me from the hills of France, even until the day he cannot find no good to do all the wrong that he's done to Africa. Queen Elizabeth has sat on the throne dusty and ratchet for many years. She's seen the heights of great. She single-handed possessed so many countries yearning for their sovereignty. Jamaica, Canada, all the islands. I mean, even within her own lifetime, still harvesting the remnants of various countries that she has helped colonize and keep colonized in the continent of Africa. People have no good heart. So we must learn to understand who we are and see through the lenses of our own. Reevaluate the scriptures, reevaluate his story, so that our story no longer remains a mystery. You are supreme in your nature. You are the very essence of God's creation within your God self. You just lack the proper knowledge of who we are. The way the sun correlates and it shines off the twinklings of the melons in your skin. You are the best of the best of the best. Only you. Think of the coarse hair. We look at that nappy hair as being something bad. But only you. What we call it that coarse. It's thick. It's that nine ether. Too much body. Mm-hmm. It's that what straight hair people got that just fall and ain't got nobody. They just got to put different stuff in it so it'll bounce back or so it'll have some kind of spring to it. See, you got that nine ether. See, the pores of your scalp is full and dense. It's deep in there. It's deeper than the universe, just in the pores of your scalp. So when the hair comes out, it comes out curly, spiral, like the universe like. It don't just fall down. It don't just rise.
A glorious crown.
It don't just drop. It ain't just straight. See, everyone on the planet, 90% of the people on the planet have brown eyes. But every trait on the planet is an African trait. Don't get it confused. White skin is an African trait. Blue eyes is also an African trait. But we want to separate the African from the devil, who are blue-eyed and white skin and nothing else but white skin and maybe sometimes brown and gray and green eyes. And sometimes it's some black one with some brown eyes too. See, in genetics, dominant and recessive. The white is void, meaning it's empty. It lacks. It's void. Black is abundant, dominant, fulfilled. Any two colors you put together will add, because each two color has a property. It has something to bring to the Thanksgiving. They wasn't the ones just sitting there starving and dying. You put yellow and pink, any two colors, you're going to add a darker. Black consists of 16 shades of blackness. It's all the colors of the spectrum come from black. But you mix white with any color and it's going to take from it. You see a European, you see a person with no pigment. You see a person like his naked flesh is exposed to the outermost. So he gets skin cancer. The sun
like a pea.
Burns them alive. It cooks them dead. They have no melanin. They got to go get that stuff burnt off them with them lasers, or even that can spread through their bodies and kill them. They have life. You grew up as a kid not knowing nothing about that problem.
You talking about they got fleas?
You may not even wash your hair every night and never knew about that. You didn't know what lice was until you started going to the public school. And they may have a little European kid there to whom they had to wash their hair every night because they don't have hair. It's fur. It's just like your pet. You need to wash your pets every night. Keep your pets clean. Because if you don't, they get bugs. It's natural. You are created of something that most people have not. Melanin is a part of your brain. It's a part of your thinking. It's made up of a lot of working components. Just the melanin, just the pigmentation, the hue in the man, the color. The blue eyes, the gray eyes are recessive. It's just like the albino trait. The light skin, the blonde hair, the blue eyes. That's the recessive trait of albinism. That's albinism. Those are recessive traits. The darker, the blacker are dominant traits. Most people around the world have dark eyes. Because that is a natural human. Stand behind a European, you don't know what color his eyes is. Because he's just a recessive being. It could be green, any other recessive trait. However, you could have green eyes in a black nation, an Asian nation, Hispanic nation. But we speak into the dominant trait factor. We are all not the same. Nor were we all created evil, equal. Nor were we all created evil. However, they were. They have no moral history. From every episode of coming out of darkness into light leaves with chaos. He gave them information that brought them into the Bronze Age with the Greeks, and they killed Socrates, their teacher, Aristotle, and his disciples. And they went into chaos. The Romans stole and mapped out and manipulated all that they could until it was nothing else for them to steal, and then Europe drifted off into the Dark Ages. After the Ottoman Empire put them in check and they couldn't go nowhere, then they just drifted off into the Dark Age. Started, anybody didn't believe what they said, they called them a witch, crucified them. And couldn't nobody read the Bible but them. And if you did something wrong, you had to go pray to them, one of the priests in the closet, and tell him what you did wrong, and he'll talk to the Lord for you. See, we need self-determination, not his determination. We've been determined in his ways long enough. We have created Europe as a world power for him. We have created France as a world power for him. We have created England as a world power for him. We've created America as a world power for him. We've created Germany as a world power for him. As a world power for him. Italy as a world power for him. And we still allow them to blood suck all the resources out of Africa and out of our very lives to still make it better for him. We get upset with our own brothers and sisters when we say we need to manipulate, mobilize, and strategize ways to make it better now for ourselves, as well as we've made it good for him. Our people should have to continue to work so hard for so little for where we are right now. But the more we feel as though we're determined, the closer we get to the door. They're not determined to give it. But what they will give you is what's going to make you open your eyes. What they will give you is what's going to make you open your eyes.
Black power. Black power, black power. We are like 13 minutes over. I got to just kind of, before we close out, we must remind you that are listening, because we got so many people that are listening. This switchboard has been lit up for the last few days, so we know we have a lot of callers. But those of you who are new to our broadcast, press 1. As we will attempt to get you in these last few moments. We're not sure when they're going to cut us off. Lately, it seems like ever since the incident when we were in Georgia, when the pigs started busting at us, we were down there for ozone, this broadcast has gone past the 9 o'clock hour. But however, we're not going to think that we're going to continue to get this blessing all the time. So I'm saying that to say, if you had a comment, you should have pressed 1 by now. If you didn't know, just press 1. That would let us know that you had something to say, as we have many people who are indeed have called in. So with that being said, we have our brother out of Atlanta, Brother Abdul. Black Power, brother, what's your question and our comment?
Black Power. Queen, I just want to say to all our people, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has called for separation. We got to act on that. Black power.
Right on, Brother Abdul. Right on, Black Power. We heard from comrades all across the country. We do need you to press 1. That way I know that you are wanting to make a comment. We have our National Minister of Culture. I didn't see you press 1, but I see you on the line. I'm going to open up your mic, Black Power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Yes, black power. Yes,
black
sir,
power.
Brother Greg. Go to press 1, brother, so I know to bring you in. But very powerful information the brother was dropping out. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, well, definitely this You know, this whatever strand they is talking about is definitely one of those interesting, you know, topics, you know. And yeah, you're right, it definitely gets weaker, which is a very, very, you know, important key. I just had some, you know, interesting conversations and interactions, you know, surrounding it. I know a lot of people know, I'm not sure if the word, you know, spread out there, but, you know, our mayor here is, you know, one who has been pushing, you know, getting vaccinated, but he's at home right now, you know, tested positive as well as a good number, you know, of members of his staff. And he put out a post that someone commented on where he, you know, shared that he tested positive and thanking everyone for their support. But he ended it by saying, you know, wear your mask and get vaccinated. And he's been taking a hit, you know, for it. But the other interesting thing is he's trying to, you know, mandate people entering most of the establishments here to be fully vaccinated. Movie theaters, restaurants, nightclubs, you know, and the list goes on, you know, very few exemptions, you know, if you order and take out, for example. But he's been taking a big hit, you know, and a well-deserved big hit because, you know, it's just another face that's, you know, has a political seat in a, you know, system that's never has been designed for us. And I think, you know, he's just going to be used the same way many others has been used to try to bamboozle and pull a wool over, you know, the public's eyes here, you know. So very, very, very interesting and, you know, going on. I actually had a neighbor share with me how she is so for the vaccine. And in the conversation, she said after her second shot, the doctor told her that she could, you know, show anywhere between 1 to 18 of the side effects. And she, you know, ended up showing all 18, still pushing for the vaccine. You know, and it's amazing just how people are so brainwashed. I mean, you can go and get vaccinated, and you can, you know, suffer all these, you know, side effects and still be so clueless to the long-term effects of it. And then you want to go in and try to push people to get it. And at the same time, turn around and test positive again. You know, so it's, you know, tomorrow's show as well as every Wednesday show and every night that we, you know, push, you know, our information out there. You know, whether it's Dr. Aleem, your immunity project, and any and everything else that we put out there, we just need to continue to push it as hard as they are pushing, you know, their agenda. Black power.
Black power, brother. Black power, brother. You know, it's fucked up. You know, that's the only thing I can say. It's fucked up. You know, here it is. I mean, I'm just going to call it like it is. You know, I have no political allegiance to any Negro, you know what I'm saying, that will use their black faces to get a city like Newark, which is majority black. He is worse, just as bad as Pentrell in New Orleans that are pushing these mandates. You know, it's no these towns are places where the majority of people are not melanated. These Democratic mayors that are doing this. You know, how are you going to force this vaccine on people and it doesn't work for your own political agenda? We got to call it like it is. These are house niggas doing their master's bidding, but you coming in blackface.
That's it.
These are house niggas doing their master's bidding in blackface. It's plenty. Is this vaccine makes no sense. It is biological weaponry. And people are falling for it because they are cracker lovers. Let's just call it like it is. They worship the devil. It doesn't matter what kind of logic you bring them. They will still pop up on December 25th, 2021, a white-ass Santa Claus in front of their children with all this information being out for decades now. Okay? It's not like it's our great-grandparents and grandparents who didn't know no better, but our generation has had too much information for too damn long. It's on the Internet. It's everywhere. It's not like you can claim ignorance these days. It's not going to cure you, then why are you taking it? What would you take that when you got sick and then they tell you got to come take it again and it's still not going to work, and come take it again and it's breaking your body down? You're going to get 18 ill. Come on.
Every 6 months.
I mean, come on. It's damn near like. In a real way, it is the. Not only is it the mark of the beast, it is proof of those who are the blood of the Lamb who don't do it. Let's just, since we've been talking spiritual, go into your scriptures. Those who were when the spirit of death came upon the land, those who did not die when it passed, were those who were marked, who had the blood of the lamb, wool, woolly haired people. So many parables. So many parables. I'm just saying, just think about it. Just use your brain, people. Who's ever listening? The shock of the hour. Okay, I just had to do a fact check because we want to be right and exact. And I looked up the South Carolina earthquake. The sister was in fact correct. She said that she lives there. I just wasn't aware of it. This was why I wanted to know. I think somebody else said something they wasn't certain on, but I looked it up. South Carolina sits on the fault line. And unlike the West Coast, these earthquakes are sitting on the tectonic plate are coming internally. I mean, that's just something we just got to look at. But this has been an occurrence. It's sitting on the fault line in the Atlantic, and the effects have rippled all the way across from Africa. This is not a coincidence. This plate line, everything that we are seeing is happening. Look at black people. We are not the same. Even before Mama brought up what he brought up tonight about the Neanderthal gene, Dr. Barashanga was talking about that a few days ago. We are not the same as the cracker. We are not the same. We are not genetically the same. We don't look the same. In fact, hold on. I've got to turn this unit off so y'all can hear me before they cut me off. In fact, okay, just because something's walking on four legs does not make it a dog. It could be a sheep, correct? It could be a cat. It could be a dog. It could be a horse. They all walking on four legs, but those are different species. Am I right? And according to Dr. Barashanga, a paleontologist and anthropologist, distinguish species when you have at least two or three different characteristics. Come on. We don't have the same hair as them. They have fur, we have hair. They're 6 inches, we're 9 inches. In fact, our hair, our crown, our halo is the only thing that goes up against gravity. Black people have a liberty to stand up against gravity. It stands up against gravity in its natural state. A crown, a halo. The only thing, you pick up a piece of paper, just pick up the little piece of paper and let it go. It's going to fall to the ground. Why does our hair stand up? Is that not a sign of divinity? Of something high, species, a higher being.
And we're skeptical.
You know, this is a mission I would like to do for black women. Stop walking around looking like a cracker by the head. It's crazy. I turned on the TV. Black American women got these silly-looking lace-front wigs And then I turn around, I watch movies in Africa, and they in Africa walking around with these crazy-looking wigs.
They blocking their signals. They blocking their signals.
Imagine.
They need to let the
if you turn on the come on. Imagine we turn on the TV, and you don't see nothing but black women rocking all natural styles like we did before. This concept is foreign. We're out of our mind. Imagine white people walking around here with afros and cornrows. You're going to look at them like, huh? They go to the beauty shop trying to get their hair faded. You're going to be like, look at this cracker trying to be white, black. Yet, it has become the unfortunate norm that we walking around doing this. This is touching me. Everything the brother is saying has said, all of these things that are going on, we must love how beautiful we are. Man, come on. Bump the lies. Fuck the lies. The hoop hocus pocus. You know you beautiful black people. Just tomorrow. I got a project for everybody. It's a simple project. Nobody got to know. Just go sit in your car in a public place and just look at people. Don't just look at people. Somewhere you got, don't nobody look like black people. Man, we are beautiful. Even in our madness, even with the fucking lace fronts, we beautiful. We are powerful. Ain't nobody been through what our ancestors been through and what we are currently going through. Nobody. Don't nobody have a heritage like we do. Ain't nobody been through all the shit we've been through yet invent everything that we are benefiting from. All of the resources that the world needs to be successful, be it Europe, America, or wherever, they have to get their materials from Africa, be it the minerals or the people. We are the prize.
Yep.
Our motherland is the prize. And every corner of this planet belongs to us. As we were the original people there, and we built every segment of this motherfucker by force. Our ancestors was forced to do this. I'm talking about beaten, raped, molested. We've been through it all. And I'd be damned if we turn it over and let it just continue this slavery and to let these house niggas keep pushing this agenda without calling them out and calling it to the square. You goddamn right. They got a problem with the new Black Panther Party because we will not compromise. We will not sell out. We won't take your fucking grants. We're not trying to have all these faggots in our operation. And we're not trying to walk side by side and kumbaya with these crackers. And they have sent Negro after us, after me, because we will not sell out. You fucking niggas want to walk side. Some niggas had the nerve to stand side by side with the crackers on the battlefield with guns and get mad when we shut it down.
That's right.
The truth been hitting the surface. So much has been coming out and it's shaking the earth. It's shaking the earth. All kind of things are happening. Earthquake this week, then last week or week before last, a tornado just ripped through the Midwest.
And like the brother said, that wasn't no ordinary.
I mean, that wasn't no ordinary earthquake.
I mean, that thing, that leveled everything in sight. A tornado would leave a trail where you could see where it went through and tore up some stuff. But I'm talking about, man, this thing took down every building, every stop sign, every tree, every clubhouse, every tree house, every post office, every building, every corner off the street. It took the corners off the street. Everywhere, for block after block after block after block, like it had been flooded. It was looking like it was flooded with disaster. Everything was tore up. With nothing left standing. Man, ain't no tornado did that. Ain't no
shock of the hour.
That was like 8 tornadoes. Tell me they had 15 tornadoes hit and I go for it. Don't tell me no one tornado ran through there and done that. Tell me they had 15 tornadoes at one time hit that little area and just tore it up. Said, man, it had to be about 15. I know I counted 16. It could have been a little bit more, but it was a lot of them. Tell me that.
Come
don't
on.
Tell me it was one tornado. Tell me it was a hurricane. Tell me it was a hurricane. A hurricane did it. A hurricane wide enough, big enough, maybe. Don't tell me no tornado went through there. That was a big piece of area. That was wide and long.
Multi-state.
You know, that area that was flattened. Man, it was like a bomb hit something and just leveled everything out. That don't look like no tornado. That looks nothing like a tornado. Could nothing have saved you unless you were just saved. Because anything you was holding on to uprooted. They didn't have not a single roof left. They had not one wall standing left. Nowhere. Not even a street sign. Not even a power line. Not a power cord. Not one power line was still up. Not one stop sign was still up. Nowhere in the community you look, in the whole little town, look like nowhere, nothing. I don't know how that happened. There ain't no tornado.
Yeah. And then, you know, the sad thing is, I think they said about almost 90 people died, and they still looking for people, guys. That was 2 weeks ago. So, the timing must be done, you know. The shock of the hour. We got plagues. We got pestilence. The earth is not going nowhere. But those who are ruling and those who follow the ruling class, if you don't see what time it is, I don't know what to tell you. But we're going to keep sounding the horn. What they say, sounding the horn. You need to be stacking up. This is what I can tell you. You need to be stacking up on water, dry goods, sitting it up high. But hell, you know, you're sitting it up high, a tornado come and rip that bad boy, you know what I'm saying? It might fly away, you know what I'm saying? Be prepared. But these things are happening, and I don't think the comrade, I'm almost certain, none of us prepared. We've had hurricanes to hit us left and right down here in the Gulf. They're having tornadoes along in the Midwest. Earthquakes on the West Coast, earthquakes in the South, fires going on in California.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing left right now is the blizzards. And then, you know, that's something that happened between any time now and February.
Cranking up in the West right now, because they in a lot of places where it was fires, they got a little snow in the mountains.
So we suggest you get your mind right.
Snow. So if it pushes through, they could get some snow to come through. If it stays strong, it can get some product to ride through the Midwest or the East Coast. Maybe in a few weeks.
And this is the thing, you know, they have all these weapons of war. They pushing these diseases. You can't stick no vaccine in no hurricane. You can't stick no vaccine in no tornado. Mother Nature's bearing witness against this wicked nation. The world, hell. The global wanna call be so-called elites are doing so much wickedry. And like somebody mentioned earlier, don't even forget the fact that these people have been doing weather manipulation. Don't even forget the fact that there's war going on as we speak. Russia has tens of thousands of warships. Of war vessels on the ground across the Ukraine. Who really knows what's going on with these ships not coming in? We're only getting filtered information. Are you trying to tell me that the ships are just right there offshore and they can't bring those ships into the onshore lines of America? What's really going on? Are we under siege?
They just ain't bringing them.
Are you not bringing it, or are you under siege? Are you being punked? Why are you not bringing them then? You got to create the famine in the cities? Is it holding resources from the people? Just like the brother said, are you trying to, is the government trying to starve the people out to quell rebellion? When the more the people are able to move around and see what's going on and not be stressed out, worry about their damn job, and you trying to force pausing down their arms, they'll take the time and focus and see what the hell is really going on. You got somebody worried about who going to run for office. Who gives a fuck who runs for office? They all going to do the same work of the devil. Clearly. What's the difference in getting in a fucking, what's that fucking a fat ass Chris Christie in Georgia? In New Jersey. Or Ross Baraka, if they gonna do the same goddamn thing. What's the difference in putting Obama in the motherfucking house or Trump and they do the same goddamn thing? Or Biden in the house or Trump and they do the same goddamn thing?
Or even worse.
When you sitting there playing tic-tac-toe and hokey-pokey and all these Santa Claus and turkeys and all this dumbass shit. Got your hair, head all in la-la land on real serious stuff. You really passing laws to your children and grandchildren and playing this silly shit. A whole black family. A whole black family sitting around the fucking white folks' lights giving credit to the cracker for the hard work that you done did. Oh, look what's saying about you, baby. What? Y'all better cut it out. I would see why the creator would be mad at us at this hour and sorting out who should make it and who shouldn't. And none of us are perfect. None of us. We all got a judgment. But we need to be paying attention and doing what's right and definitely not pushing the cracker agenda. Who of us is without sin? Ain't none of us. We all fuck up. Let's keep it real. But you just gonna sit there and just keep fucking up and keep fucking up and invite other people to fuck up and push fucking up and fucking up to your generation? Would you do that? Are you doing that? Are you doing the works of a black devil? Or are you trying to be angel? Are you a jinn? Are you, what is your spirit like? Are you using wisdom? Are you using foolishness? Are you using arrogance or pride? Or are you humble? Hell, it's a major burden to deal with, being a freedom fighter. And it's so few of us. And the fucked up part, people know what time it is and leave all the burden on the few. Do 10% and want to talk shit to a motherfucker that's doing 100%. And when the people doing 100% trip up, one, a few, 2%, you, oh, I see, you got it, we got it for now, and your bootleg ass can't do shit. And I'm stepping on toes on purpose. It's too much going on. We're putting in too much work. We're at war. We don't have no time for no weak fucking links. Who wins every battle? Not everyone. But the champion goes through and has adversities and get stronger or whatever, but keeps fighting. But you fold when it's pressure. You're not going to win every time. But do you fold because it's pressure, or do you fight and be winners? This is who we are. We are Africans. We can do anything. Africans. We're not Africans. We're descendants of Africans. And be whatever language you want to say, it comes from Africanos. Well, guess what? Who was the highest language? Who taught language? Where did these languages come from? To shut that bullshit up, all language came out of Africa. Latin, did you know that? These words and languages didn't originate out of no damn Europe. Those savages had to come sit at the feet of our ancestors to get a language. They was ooh, 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 ooh. Neanderthal.
the time period while they were Neanderthals, we were building pyramids. We are not the same people. When our ancestors went around the planet teaching and raising and doing trade and doing things, when we came across people, these dirty, nasty cave dwellers, as soon as we get them on feet, they go around and start pillaging and plundering everything, including us, who bought their nasty asses out the cave. And you want to say we the same? I'll be down. We are not the same.
We are not the same.
They're the children of Satan, and we're the children of God. They're the children of the Most High. They're the children of the Most Lowly. It's just a fact. We are. And then they're going to brainwash you. There was only one person ever born, whoever was the child of God, and then he died. So he died because he died. You can do whatever you want to do because he died. Come on. Are you serious? All right. But on a positive note, I must say, if you know what time it is, step your game up and help to raise other frequencies amongst your people who get it. And those who don't get it, can't make them get it. At least you brought them the information or try to show them a way. Thing to do. It's easy to do. And you know what? I was, you know, another note, as the economy is falling, you need to invest in gold, silver, and bullets. You better get you some bullets. You better stack up on your defense. Because as times get worse, you need to be stacking, keeping your health up, water, fresh fruits and vegetables, seeds, non-genetically modified heirloom, non-GMO seeds. Keep repeating. Have your seeds be growing, your fruits and vegetables. Even if you don't have a backyard, do it in some pots. Start growing your own foods. Start stacking up on seeds, bullets, water, all your resources and supplies. It's better to be prepared than to be caught unprepared. And thank you for supporting our broadcast. We are far past the time, far past the time. But we are thankful for you who stayed on, listening to my brother Mama, inspired so many thoughts in my mind, hearing what's going on. This broadcast is very important. We thank you all who are listening. This broadcast is not free. Freedom is not free. Support the New Black Panther Party by going to www.nbpp.org. nbpp.org. Join the New Black Panther Party by going to www.nbpp.org. That way you'll get our website to join. You'll see the link to donate. You can donate by PayPal, or you can send us a cash app at Black Power Dollar. If you want to join, we're looking for freedom fighters, whatever field you're in. Are you doing construction? Are you doing technology? Are you good with martial arts? Are you just a good organizer? Are you someone that doesn't really know what you want to do, but you know you want to do something to help black people, and you have integrity and character? You want to be trained? You want to take your training and go out and train other people? Then come on board. NBPP.org. Black Power, Brother Mama, you want to say anything else to take us on out? Mama, check this switchboard. Make sure he's still here. And make sure I'm
Black
still
Power,
here.
Black Power.
Black Power, take us on out, King.
Black Power. I just want to give a salute to the black nation, black people. I appreciate your time. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve with you and to serve on the side of my dear sister, a true revolutionary, and to be heard amongst the many of our brothers and sisters. I salute you, Black Power.
Black Power.